Hi, and welcome to episode one of the Gamers 2 podcast.
Episode one!
Yep, our first episode, finally.
Yeah, well, last one was pilot.
If you don't count the pilot episode.
Yeah. Alright, okay. What's your name, sir? Your critique, I'm Nick. Okay, new faces. I'm going to be introducing them. Okay? First off, we have with us the PC guy, we're going to be calling him, Dave. Dave, why don't you say hello to the folks?
Hello. Sorry, I'm playing a game.
Get off the game.
Okay. During the podcast, huh?
Bastard.
Okay, anyway, yeah, hi.
All right, next person, we have Mike Geller!
That's me, right?
Yeah.
That's me. Oh. Yeah.
No, the other the
other Mike Gard.
Oh, okay.
And he would be our Nintendo fanboy.
He is, too.
Him everything.
I am. I don't deny it.
And then we have Joel. Or B-Man.
Hey!
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 Another 360 name.
Okay, so we got everybody. We got everybody introduced, I think. New people. Say information about the games you play, basically.
Okay, go first.
Let's see, I guess I mainly play PC, World of Warcraft, Counter-Strike Source,
right now?
I'm playing Valkyrie Source. Profile at the moment, but that's on PSP.
Oh. Hells yeah.
Exactly. They got rid of those commercials.
Those are good commercials. So anyways,
and Mike Gower, what do you play?
I play World of Warcraft, Counter-Strike Source, and then I also play my Wii and some DS. Yeah. Those rubber slip covers keep them safe.
Oh, I know. Whoa. I have one of them.
Okay, good, Joel.
Well, I'm not a WoW nerd like everybody else.
Loser!
Yeah, I play mostly racing games and shooting games. Right now I'm playing...
Hey, you play Guild Wars, that's pretty bad too.
Nope, it's not like WoW. Better than WoW. WoW sucks.
That's like our topic, dude.
I've been playing Dead Rising, which pretty much owns games off.
Yeah, that's a fun game.
Yeah.
Okay.
I like the updating.
Okay, we'll start off with...
I like long watches on the beach, a moonlight.
No, yeah. We got to do a question to start off.
Yeah, question to start off with, which we might do every week if you guys like it. Send us feedback. Okay, question.
TheGamer2@gmail.com. Sorry.
Yeah, question to start off. In 5 seconds, what game are you most looking forward to? 5 seconds, or you'll be skipped. I'll start. I am most looking forward to Final Fantasy 13.
3, 2, 1. Answers. Nick.
5.
Motorstorm.
3, 2, 1. Yvonne. Dave.
Mario
whatever.
Galaxy.
Wow.
Super Mario Galaxy.
You don't even have a Wii. Joel. 5.
Yeah, he does.
Forza Motorsports 2 for sure.
And me, Super Smash Bros. Brawl. Oh yeah.
Gay.
Dude.
I got a Wii.
Come on.
Shut up.
Come on. Even I think it's pretty good.
Too bad you don't have a Wii.
What? It has Solid Snake. That means that just automatically
you're
makes
solid
it.
Snake.
Wii
so
sucks.
So the Sony fanboy is automatically gonna like it.
Yeah, of course. Just because they have Solid.
Yeah,
because
he's a Sony fanboy.
Okay.
Okay.
Anyways,
we'll start off with the usual format. First section is what have you been playing? I guess I'll start this week. I actually got out and got World of Warcraft.
Critique.
Yeah.
Oh,
no.
Time.
No.
Better late than never.
Another person has been drawn into the
I'm
game.
I'm never playing that game.
Hey, Joey, you should get it.
No,
I'll buy it for you. I'll buy it for you for your birthday. When's your birthday?
Pay for my first few months and then I'll play.
Okay, deal.
I'll play. Yeah, just pay for
guess
my own
other stuff.
You get a free month. Okay, sorry, what?
Other stuff I've been playing is this weekend I played Full Auto 2 with certain people.
Guess
sure wasn't me.
Yeah, Dave and Mike both.
Hi.
Okay, so Nick, you want to take the second one? What have you been playing?
Okay, what have I been playing? Well, I've been busy. Obviously, I've been playing WoW. Last night I played Guild Wars for a little while. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Guild Wars 2. I'm sorry,
oh,
guys.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, my fellow... Well,
you suck.
Okay. You suck.
Give war is own.
Okay, sorry.
Keep on going.
I'll keep going. See, I played Genji, so I can review it. Just kidding, I did. But anyways. What else did I play? I played my Wii some more. Played around with it. It was pretty fun.
Wii suck.
Yeah, let's play with your Wii.
Fuck you.
It's good. Alright,
okay.
Dave.
Oh, let's see. I've been playing Valkyrie Profile. A little. And then, World of Warcraft. Counter-Strike Source.
Oh.
Yeah, that's about it.
Alright.
Okay, continuing.
With Mike.
Burning Crusade. That's about it. World of Warcraft, yeah. That's all.
You are not prepared. You are not prepared.
Oh, that's weird.
Alright, Joel, what have you been playing? Let me guess, Dead Rising.
Yep, I've been playing Dead Rising. I've been, actually, I've only had it for 2 days. I'm pretty sure I'm going to beat it in the next 2 days. And I've been playing...
What a waste of money.
A waste of money. I want to play it more than once.
You say I'm a waste of money?
Yeah.
Yes, you are.
Hey, hey, hey. I take up perfect space in that classroom.
You need bigger moves, then it's worth it.
That was uncalled for. That was uncalled for.
Hey. And I've been playing Newport Tour Challenger, I suppose. Even though I beat it.
That's pretty cool.
Nobody cares.
That's everybody, I think.
Yeah.
Okay. We're going to start moving on with our topic of the week. Our topic of the week is the success of WoW.
Oh, yeah, baby.
Guess what I'm playing right now. Guess what I'm playing.
Oh, let me guess. World of Warcraft.
What do you know?
That's because you told me before the show.
Hey, they don't know that.
My taxes.
you do that. So anyways, World of Warcraft, 8 million people now.
I think I just crap my pants.
Dude, stop coughing.
Yeah, stop coughing.
Okay, so it has 8 million people. That's a lot of people.
Yeah, 8 million.
That's active. Dude,
isn't
that's active.
Isn't that 0.1% of the population of the world or something like that?
That is amazing.
0.01% of the population, I believe, of the world.
You know, I actually have to admit, World of Warcraft is a pretty cool game. But I have an addictive personality, so I really don't want to start playing.
Yeah, that's what I said, and then I got it, and then, yeah. Don't get
it, Joel. It sucked your life away.
Yeah, it really did. Except for this whole thing.
Now you can't even hold down a steady job.
Wait. I can't even get a job. I think they must all hear through the grapevine that I play
sexy.
World of Warcraft, and then there we go. That's the answer. they feel threatened
by your sexiness.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Look, read it. It says, "Try to stay on top of parentheses, even though it's tempting."
Yeah, even though it's tempting.
Sorry about that, Gower.
Okay.
So
anyway,
wow,
they should
freaking successful.
They should make it $10 a month. Then I'd think about playing.
Dude, you get the first month
Why
free.
Why the hell would they make it $10 a month when 8 million people are willing to pay 15?
Well, then maybe they should make it 20.
Well, then, yeah, you're right, they should. Cause
then maybe you should shut up. Don't give them ideas.
Don't give them any ideas.
I'm gonna call them and tell them.
Yeah, they're gonna listen to you. Oh, we can move it up to 20? And all of a sudden they'll make it 30 a month, and I'll say, fuck.
Yeah. Then they'll lose subscribers. You know people would still play, though. You know over half the people would still play.
You know, I hope this doesn't turn into another Star Wars Galaxies. That would just make me sad.
Hasn't.
Why? What happened to that?
That used to be a great game, and then they made a patch that just destroyed it, and they never fix any of the bugs. They don't do anything. Hey. They just keep releasing new stuff, but never fix it. And it's just terrible.
I don't think that's going to happen with WoW, though.
Nobody plays it anymore.
Blizzard's too...
They're too smart.
Rich.
On
they're too
on
rich.
Perfection.
They really are, with all that money coming in.
Yeah, they gotta be rich. I wish I was, had a
I think we should start an MMO.
Yeah, what's it called? Go Gower?
Yeah.
Go Power Rangers?
Moves.
Oh my god.
Thank
you.
You guys are doing great for myself.
No. We got you. Got to call it the. Let's see. Planet of Battlecraft.
What?
What?
Planet. The Planet of Battlecraft. That is not a ripoff of World of Warcraft at all.
It's not.
No Planet of Battlecraft.
No. Planet of Battle Making.
Why? Let's ask ourselves. Okay, let's ask ourselves. Why is it so popular?
Because those first six
addicting.
Levels, you go.
Because it's huge. It's huge.
It's like snorting crack.
Yeah,
only it's legal.
Yeah. It'll probably be outlawed soon.
Hold on. Yeah, all the people are addicted.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got. They even got me playing it. And
you're not that. You're not that addicted yet, though. But we got to get you into it.
I know. I have a quick off-topic question, guys.
How do you mute a game when you're playing?
You go to it's just like in the sound options usually.
Depends on
what
game.
What are you playing?
Gary's Mod.
That's a fun game. Just go. It should be in like press escape and go to options.
You have to go mow the driveway. What? Doesn't even make sense.
Loser.
Press escape. Uh-oh. Press escape and go to options.
Dude, I gotta go mow the.
Going back to topic on the success of WoW. Anybody have any thoughts?
It's very successful. And it's kicking
fun.
The hell out of every MMO community.
Okay, and final question. Do you think any other MMO will repeat the success
nope.
of...
Nope, unless they make a World of StarCraft.
I really doubt it.
Okay.
Yeah,
because
I don't think so.
There's not very many... And you can't really top something that's already reached the top. I mean...
Yeah, you can.
Well put. Well put, Gower.
It's called Xbox 360. The Wii is going to top that, the Xbox 360.
Oh!
It's called Xbox 360 is the best thing ever created.
Yeah, because it's been out for a year longer than
what?
The Wii.
What? Want to fight about it?
Yeah. Mike Rex, 3 o'clock.
Me and you, dude. Yeah, alright. Either. Or be square.
Mike Rex. Right.
Well, see, you know how good it is? Because this guy just messaged me in-game and called me an asshole.
Dude, somebody's messaged
that,
me in-game,
That tells you, for random reason... I don't know why, but it tells you that it is a kick-ass game.
Some random
my
guy
friend,
in WoW
dude,
messaged
Cody
you?
Just messaged me, man.
Okay.
You know, I'm just going to ignore him. Alright, so anyways, moving along.
Okay,
yeah.
Anyone anything, have any, anything else about WoW?
No closing time.
It's kinda,
okay,
kinda,
let me put, okay.
Kind of gay.
It's
WoW bones.
It's beautiful.
Okay.
It's
8
really
million
good.
Players, baby.
It's really good.
Can't argue with the numbers.
Maybe just under a million players for G-dubs.
Yeah.
Okay,
moving on to
previews. Oh, gee, you're dub.
Ooh, preview.
I think
this game looks
first game,
freaking awesome.
First game we're previewing is Super Smash Bros. Brawl. For
crap.
Oh, go away, little guy.
Shots, it looks pretty nice.
Have you seen... Okay, if you haven't seen the trailer, go to YouTube and search Super Smash Bros. Brawl trailer.
Or we could just link it in the show notes.
Shut up.
Question mark.
Yeah, we'll do that, too. But seriously, it is amazing. Solid Snake is in the game.
Why? What does it seem so cool for? Tell me.
It's just like you see all these guys like fighting and you see their special moves and it's a lot more it looks like it's gonna have a lot more depth than the old.
Well, you see,
ones.
I've always liked the Super Smash Bros, but they're real shallow games. I mean,
that's
really
what I'm saying. It's cause like in this one it looks like they're gonna get like special comp like special moves like where there's this one where you know how Mario's like just shooting his little fireballs. Well, all of a sudden he just takes out this huge one and just shoots up like a cannon of fire.
Cool.
And just
well, I think it'll be cool
everybody.
With the Wii because you get to use those cool motion.
No,
it doesn't use motion controls as far as I know.
It's keeping the classics. They don't want to mess with it.
That's retarded.
That's not retarded.
No, actually, it's a
how
good
would you
thing,
how would
idiot.
You use how would you use they don't want to they don't want it to turn into a gimmick.
Well,
that'd
they're
be
just so
like,
much fun. You like
no,
punch,
I wouldn't.
You punch on. Yeah. It
would. How would you move?
You swing the Wii and nunchuck up and down like you do in Rayman.
It's
oh, that'd be
work.
Retarded.
It's not gonna work.
You're retarded.
There's not enough buttons.
No, dude, that would be retarded.
It'd be fun.
It's not gonna work.
I'd have to second the motion on that would be retarded.
It'd be fun.
Oh my God.
I think
whatever,
the way
guys.
That game's gonna suck.
Screw you guys. Bit. I'm going home.
You already are home.
Oh.
Damn
it.
Burn.
I might pick up a Wii to play this game, even though I'm...
Good luck finding it.
I know where they are.
Even...
Where?
Toys R Us.
Are they really?
Yeah.
Too bad I already got one. November 19th.
Hey, I slept out for one. Woo, I'm the only gamer nerd
here. What a homo.
I agree.
Dude, I went to the same spot as you, and I
yeah,
went
but
two
did,
hours
but,
early.
But wait, you know? Wait, Nick, wait. But did you, but are you a hardcore Nintendo fan? No.
No, he's just a wannabe.
He's a wannabe.
Dude,
I slept
wannabe.
Out.
Dude, he's a freaking PS3
Everything.
Fan.
I'm a PS3,
I know, PS3,
Wii.
How dare you? You can't have both
how
consoles in the same...
How dare you?
You can't have both consoles in the same house.
This is an 81.
Okay, well, there are different levels, though.
Hey,
we got the PS3 on the good
team. No, it's unacceptable, and I'm not going to have it.
Oh, yeah? You want to...
Oh, God, the stupid guy's killing me. Sorry, carry on.
Oh,
I have
kids
the
playing.
Right next door to my room in my brother's room, so... That way I get the best of both worlds.
Maybe you get the worst of both worlds. Because the Wii sucks.
See, I got the...
Okay,
got
Joel, have you ever actually played the Wii?
Yeah, it sucks.
What'd you play?
My sister's house.
What'd you play?
Fucking liar.
I played Mario Happy Town.
What? I told you he didn't play it.
I want that game, where do you get that?
I made it.
Mario Happy Town.
Dude, that game has been... I've been waiting for that game for years.
I like
frickin'
it. Mario Happy Town.
Oh, heck yes, dude. 17K. I mean...
I'm not playing GW. Alright, so anyways...
Okay, yeah.
Are we still talking about WoW?
By the way, no, we're talking about Super Smash Bros. Brawl. Super and also, Brawl. Solid Snake is in the game. And
yes.
Meta Knight...
One extra cool player is not going to make that game.
No,
cool.
I'm not going to finish. Wario's finally in the game.
He sucks, dude. He's fat.
Wario.
Is Luigi in there?
Hey, you got a problem with fat?
He's
people?
always
yeah,
in there.
Yeah,
dude,
bad.
Nick, he's always been. Nick, he's always been in. Luigi's always in it.
I said Waluigi.
Oh, Waluigi? No, he's retarded. I don't like him.
Waluigi.
Waluigi's a nerd. He sucks.
Waluigi.
It's Waluigi, not Waligi.
Whatever.
Is there a Waligi?
But he's cool.
No, he sucks.
Like, turn me on.
Why do you have to be such a downer, Gower?
Yeah.
Hey, why won't you shut up?
What?
Nothing.
Anyway, I think we should move on to God of War.
Okay, fine.
Okay, yet again.
Well,
you got the original
thoughts on Smash Brothers.
No, move along. The
okay,
new God
fine.
Of War looks
God
awesome.
War
the first one was fun. You could do so many combo moves, just rip people's hearts out and stuff.
Never played it.
This one has more power.
I should finish it sometime.
If you get really pissed off, play God of War. Let me put it that way.
You're sick that you like to do that to people.
Well, at least I don't go around in malls and kill zombies.
They're called zombies. They're dead already. I'm doing the community a favor.
A favor!
They're innocent zombies. What did they ever do to you?
Who the hell is typing?
Oh my! If I die, I'm gonna kill you.
Okay. Yeah. More stuff on God of War 2 because
and
we're gonna stay on topic. This
does
time.
Anyone have any more information about it or what? When does
yeah,
it come
I have,
out?
I have more
porn?
Information. It's coming out early March.
PS3 or PS2?
PlayStation 2. One of the best games. Going out with a bang. PlayStation 2 is.
Hmm.
Apparently.
I bet it'll look pretty good.
For PlayStation 2.
Going
PlayStation 2.
Well, they have more actual, like, big... Apparently, they're supposed to have longer battles, like, which are really nice, because apparently the battles are the most fun part of the game.
That's a great story, too.
Yeah. And, Gower,
why are you
being
such a dick?
Thoughts?
Not being a dick, you're being a dick.
Any closing thoughts? I think it's going to be pretty cool. I'm pretty excited for it.
You know, it smells kind of...
Yeah, but I probably won't buy it.
No, I mean, neither.
You know, it kind of smells funny here.
It's probably you, like Gower. You probably have a chicken wing underneath your boot.
Oh my god.
Dude, what do you know?
Look under there, dude. Lift it up. There's probably a dead rat.
It's turkey wing, dang it.
it's a
I bet
fry,
a rat
okay?
made its home there and it just died.
It's a fry.
You're fry.
Dude, man, what
Nick's
oh,
car smelled really bad on the way home today.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, you drove him?
What? I drove him.
Yeah, he drove me.
Wow.
Cool. Okay then.
Okay, moving on to reviews. Okay, well,
who's going first?
First, I reviewed Full Auto 2 for the PlayStation 3.
Full Auto 2.
Okay, yeah. Start. Go.
Well, anyways,
now, go.
Playing it, the graphics are very nice, 1080p actually.
Sorry.
Nice frame rate and everything. And, I guess playing the game is a different story than what you're seeing. It's not that great, very repetitive, apparently. Yeah, and I guess multiplayer is kind of fun, but you try to play online, you'll find like one or two servers, because not many people have that game, apparently. And anybody have thoughts on that game before I give
you
a story? I played it. It was pretty fun.
I played the first one, and it seems really shallow game. It's just a lot of driving around shooting each other.
That's all it really was when I played it. And it was, like, really fast, and I couldn't really get a few shots off, really. I don't know, it wasn't that great.
Yeah, it was kind of hard.
The shooting is really weird.
Never played it.
Thanks for the input, Nick.
So, final rating, I'll probably give it 5.5.
Ooh, that's terrible.
Ouch.
It's not that. I guess it's 5.5 is in the middle. 5.5 is like a very tiny bit above the middle. And again, you know, 55% on the test would be really bad.
That thing failed.
That would be an F.
Yeah, just because I wouldn't recommend getting it. Okay, so Nick, I get the next review.
Genji Days of the Blade is what I reviewed. This game. I don't know, when I downloaded the demo, I thought it was really cool. When I can't bring it home, it wasn't as great as I thought it was going to be.
Sad.
It's, the thing about it is like, there's too much time in between attacks. And it's like, I don't know how to describe it. It's like, really blocky. I don't know, the graphics are good, though. It's like, I don't know, you like, attack, only one of the guys attacks really fast. And then, like, you gotta keep killing the same guys over and over again and go through the same areas. It's kind of boring. I know, it's pretty easy to get lost, too. So, it's, I don't know. No one else has really played it or even the games before it, I don't think, so.
Yeah, it hasn't been selling pretty well either.
Oh, no. It got...
I've heard that the first one's actually a really good-looking game that was really fun.
Yeah. Really? Well, this one wasn't too great.
They were pretty good. It's just that the PS3 version, the first one.
Yeah. Well, definitely the best release for PS3 was Resistance. But you know what I heard today is that the PS3 is only using 15% of its power with, like, all the games right now.
So that's why it looks so crappy.
It's easily on par with the 360.
Not yet, it's not.
Yeah, it is.
I don't think so.
Graphic-wise, it is.
No way. No way.
Yeah, it is.
It looks the same. You put
I've played a PS3. I've played Resistance. It doesn't look nearly as good as any game on 360.
Was it on HD?
I don't know. I really think that Gears of War and stuff like that really
that looks
do...
Good.
That looks about as good as a PS3. And PS3 games aren't much better than Xbox 360s. I don't see much of a difference.
There is no...
Well, I guess 1 year from now we'll have to wait and see if they
definitely
more.
If it's still alive. I think in a year it's gonna die, and Sony's gonna go out of business and sell out to Nintendo.
No.
It can't die.
Sell out to Nintendo.
It's going to die. You know how much money they've lost.
You know, I thought Nintendo was gonna die actually.
They have shot up.
After the
queue. Actually, I thought they were gonna die with 64.
Hey, I was a hardcore fan. I got GameCube and everything. It was great.
I like the GameCube.
And the hardcore fans.
I have four games for my GameCube.
I have zero games.
It launched pretty strong. It had Super Smash Brothers like in the first week.
That was the only good game for it.
They started to have a drought.
Tony Hawk 3 was good.
Well, they had a drought of good.
Yeah, but that was for like every other system.
After their launch.
Yeah, they did have a drought.
Kind of sounds familiar to what's going on.
Dude, it's only been out for a few months. Give it a break.
that's what I said.
Thing that happened to GameCube.
And they just came out with another first-party title, so Crimey River.
Two.
Oh, this Twinkie
titles.
Is so good.
Two.
No, wait. Yeah, that's right.
Gower, you wish this was in your mouth.
Yeah. Okay, Dave, do you your game now?
No, it's my turn.
No, actually it's mine.
Dave.
Anywho.
It says Dave.
Yeah, hey, I'm going to review Valkyrie Profile Lynith for the PSP. Yeah. Okay, let's see. Great music. Screw you guys.
Yeah, I'm going home.
It's a great game.
Yeah, okay, the music is awesome. Great RPG music. Let's see, the graphics during cutscenes is just amazing. I mean, wonderfully amazing. That's right.
Are you in love with it or what, dude? You gonna marry it?
No, but in game,
amazing?
Like, when playing the game, the graphics kind of, they tone it down a little. It's not quite as good. Great particle effects. Gameplay can get a little repetitive, and it's really annoying when you can't figure out where to go and you just keep on going back to the same place.
Okay.
So, yeah. Oh, yes, and the game runs on periods.
What about periods? Oh!
Basically, it's a time limit. Like, every time you go into a city or a dungeon, like one or two periods goes by. And it has 8 chapters, and each chapter has 24 chapter periods.
So it's like hours.
Yes, yeah, so kind of like hours or days or whatever.
Whatever you want to say.
Whatever time.
And it's basically a countdown to the end of the world. And you have to level up guys and send them to like the realm of the gods or whatever, and prepare them for a battle. I forget what it's actually called. It's like Reg something.
Neuros.
Oh well. No, not Reg Neuros.
Damn it, we can never down him!
That's an MC boss. Like, you better be able to down him now.
Stop playing WoW.
Anywho. Yeah, I would give this game an 8.5.
Oh!
Ooh, wow.
Snap. Oh, dude, I didn't even rate mine.
You didn't, did you?
No, I'll
hey,
tell
quick,
it
give
after.
It.
Come on, do it.
Okay, Gendry, I gave it a 6.5. Ouch.
Yep. Snap. Alright. Yeah. So, and we're done here? Alright, let's go see ya, bye.
Adios!
Next.
Okay.
I want to be next.
No, I'm next. Now.
Shut up, I want to be next.
Okay. What I'm going to be reviewing is Call of Duty.
Today I'm reviewing...
Call of Duty 3 for the Nintendo.
I'm Mike Gower.
Call of Duty 3 for the Wii. Now, this is a lot different... Yeah, I do. This is a lot different than all the other... Shut up. All of the different...
Oh my god,
wow, this is so bored.
Oh god.
The Wii, wow.
Gower, be more exciting.
Yes.
What a graphic powerhouse.
It's,
yeah.
Dude, it's not...
Yes! Call of Duty 3!
It's not supposed to have good graphics, because it's a lot more fun, because you can...
Don't
Pratik, shut them up.
Okay, you know what? You want me to drop you off to Skype?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dude, okay, now, Call of Duty 3 for the Wii. It's... Okay, let me put it this way. It's a great way of showing how shooters will work on the Wii, which is, by the way, great. Cause
what
you,
is? Shooting people on the Wii?
Shooting Nazis and stuff. It's so much fun.
Like, is it like Red
Steel? It's a lot harder to do it with like control sticks because you can't aim very well.
Exactly, just like Red Steel.
But if
I
you
always
just,
thought it would be kind of... Is it smooth when you move the reticle around? Is it like smooth
yeah.
movement?
Yeah, I'm just like blam, headshot, you know, it's not
blam.
Like...
Yeah, right, you're not that good.
What gun do you use that says that makes the noise blam?
It's a very good gun.
That would be a shut-up Joel gun. And
oh, I like that gun.
Yeah, it's a cool gun. Now,
I use it often.
the only problem... I don't know.
Plus five against Joel's.
I don't know if there's any. I don't know if there's any multiplayer. Shut up! I don't know if there's any multiplayer on the other systems, but there's none on the Wii. There's no multiplayer.
There is tons of multiplayer on the other systems. On 360, it's the best multiplayer.
No, just wait a second. Shut up. I meant on Call of Duty.
The Wii sucks. My ass.
Okay, Pratik, drop them.
I'm not gonna drop them. They're part of the thing.
They need me. You need me.
Okay, but seriously, there's like other Call of Duty ones on the other systems. Have multiplayer, the third
yeah,
one?
Yeah, ton, really yes. good multiplayer. That's
okay.
what Call of Duty 3
see,
is more.
if, see,
the best
if we,
the best
if we,
online
if we
game.
Could, if we could implement that, into the game, like actual just like two player multiplayer. No, not like online. Just like normal.
Online, then what's the point?
Yeah, split screen.
Freaking retarded.
Well,
we need to get online.
The Wii needs to.
It does.
Can I finish?
No, sorry.
Critique. Drop it.
Critique will not help you. Just keep talking.
Just finish up, you girl.
Okay, so anyways.
The gauntlet has been thrown down.
It's really good accuracy. It's really good, like.
Spit it out, boy.
Okay, yet again, there's no multiplayer. And the story is good and everything. You get to play as everybody. Only downside, get to play as the French.
You have to do the Polish too.
Oh, ew!
I know. And you get to, it's really cool because you can. There's a part where you get to drive a truck and you got to hold the Wii remote like a wheel and you have to turn it to drive the truck. You know.
That's always fun though.
Yeah, but the problem is at the end of the game it ends. There is no. I mean, there's no replayability. There's nothing. So once I beat the game, I was like, that was a good game, but
what do you give it?
I'd give that a 7.5.
Oh, Nintendo.
Even beat Red Steel. Wow.
Well, what'd you give Red Steel again? 7.8?
7. No. Rayman Raven Rapids was 8.7.
Oh, that's right. Alright, so now it's Joel's turn. Import Tuner Challenge. I'm gonna review.
If you interrupt
now.
Me, Gower, I'm gonna kill you.
If any of you interrupt me,
I'm gonna kill you.
What?
If any of you interrupt me, I'm gonna kill you.
Okay.
The Biebenheimer, the one and only Bieben with a review.
Sorry.
Alright. So I.
Interruption.
I've been playing Import Tuner Challenge for the 360.
Okay, go.
Is he still there?
Hello?
Joel?
Baby should pause it.
I've been playing Import Tuner Challenge for the 360, which is actually it's the most recent version of another line called Tokyo Extreme Racer. They actually originated in Japan. So it all takes place in on these Japanese highways. So that kind of actually gets kind of repetitive because you run the same highway every time. And a lot of people don't like it because of that. But the main draw of this game is really the customization. It's so in depth that you can put different rims on the front of your car than on the back, which seems kind of ridiculous, but it just shows how in depth the customization is.
Yeah.
And I'm gonna kill Gower. The one thing I actually didn't like about the game
is
that there's only 19 cars.
19?
That's pretty gay.
My Gran Turismo demo has more than that.
Yeah, it has 20.
My grandma has more than that.
Stuck on my huge balls now, anyway.
Hey, why don't you check the Skype chat, Joel? Check the Skype chat. Oh, dang it, someone changed it.
Anyways, one thing that really bugged me is that once you fully upgrade your car... well, it sounds kind of dumb to everybody else that's not a racing fan, but, the shifting sounds funny. It just makes a big clunk sound, and the cars sound like crap, which, I thought it would sound really cool when it was done.
What does crap sound like? Yeah, sorry.
Okay, but anyway, so, since it's kind of repetitive, but still really good racing, I'd say for just a casual racing fan, I'd give it, probably just for them, I wouldn't even get it. But if you're really into racing, it's definitely a,
one worth picking up.
Does that say Joel has a vagina? What the heck? I'm trying to do something here.
I don't know what you're talking about. Just keep talking.
Anyway, I do not have a vagina, so... so I give it a 7 because most people really won't enjoy it, but I actually really liked it, so...
I guess I'll just stick to Gran Turismo then.
Yeah, hey, suck on my balls. Hey.
Big fat hairy one.
Okay. Well, I guess Gran Turismo is the best racing game ever.
Agreed or disagree?
Forza is a close second.
I find racing games very boring.
They can be really repetitive for me.
Okay.
I'm much more of an RPG guy.
So are we done with reviews? We'll move on.
Yes, sir.
Okay, moving on to news.
The news.
we got some stuff here. PS3 price cuts, not likely until 2008.
Ooh, that's a surprise.
Yeah, big surprise. Okay, and probably because of, they're probably losing like $200 or $300 bucks for each one. Okay, and next thing, Wii production moves to 1 million per month, according to the game trailer's website.
Amazing.
Finally, what took him so long to master 5-year-old technology?
It's my bad. No disrespect. I like Wii, but they should produce in a lot since it uses old stuff.
Well, it's true. It's true.
What are we talking about? I forgot.
The Wii production did move to 1 million per month.
That's good, because then people will actually be able to buy them because they're sold out all over the place.
Yeah. I'm just happy that they finally mastered 5-year-old technology.
Okay. Let me get on this. They don't care how good the graphics look, as long as it's, fun?
Because
that's what I play games for. I play games for fun.
The graphics of an N64.
Tetris! Fun game. Fun game.
Oh my god.
Shitty graphics.
Fun game.
Good shit.
Huh? Well, yeah, but,
Okay, graphics aren't everything. Suck it up. Move along.
I'm not talking about graphics. I'm talking about, physics and
Hey, suck it up. The physics on Wii Sports kick ass. Suck it up.
What are you talking about? You swing the bat 3 miles an hour and the ball goes out of the park if you're doing a home run derby.
Hey. Shut up.
Just saying.
That's not on a frickin' thing. Just move along.
Okay, yes.
Moving on.
Both Castlevania Symphony of the Night and Rondo of Blood will be coming to PSP.
Hot.
Sharper graphics and full 3D animated cutscenes, just like Valkyrie Profile.
On the PSP?
PSP.
Damn!
But the main gameplay will still be in, original, Castlevania 2. Anyways, moving on to other news, we got, Saints Row, bigger, better, and sharper.
Oh my gosh, so
PS3.
Good.
Saints Row.
Saints Row.
Dude, Saints Row
already
sucks.
I already beat that game.
It sucks.
You got the 360 one?
Yep.
Yeah,
of course he's got the 360 one.
Okay. Here's another thing. Canada PS3 price raise. Apparently, they thought that the Canadians somehow needed a price raise.
I'm going to kill you. I'm going to slit your throat.
They thought the Canadians needed a price raise, so they're just like, let's just add
$50. I'm going to kill you.
Are you not listening to me? They just added $50.
I'm going to cut your stomach open, and I'm going to take all those guts, and I'm going to choke you to death with them.
Yeah, maybe the Canadian,
Canada sucks. Who cares about Canada?
You never know.
Because now it's like, it costs
more. You guys are disgusting. Gynecomastia.
Shut up. Don't mention it. Just
sorry.
Keep on talking. And
you guys really need to stop messing around.
Okay, now, also, here's another piece of news. PS3 advertisements on 360.
Ooh, Bebenheimer.
Dude, I heard about that. PlayStation copied that. They used the picture from Project Gotham Racing 3 for the picture for Gran Turismo.
No.
Have you heard about that? It's the exact same picture. So now Xbox, Microsoft is.
Yeah, well, this one's like a soccer game on the 360, and there's like a prominent PS3 advertisement in the background. Because that company uses PS3 advertisements, and they put them in the game, too, so there's nothing they can do about it.
Wow. Why would you do that?
What do you mean, why would you do that?
It's make money, of course.
Yeah, you put advertisements in the game, and you make money. All right, let's see
what
else.
How much?
There's apparently 9 DSs sold every 60 seconds.
DSs are amazing. They're fun.
Then get one. You keep saying...
Shut up. I need to save money. Shut up. I need to save... Shut up.
Yeah, you need to shave, Nick.
I do.
Anyways, the DS is sold every 60 seconds, 9 of them. Yeah, I'd buy that.
Totally beating up the PSP.
Yeah.
PSP is good and media portable.
Yeah, of course it is. Anyways, PSP Downgrader, Hack for Homebrew, is coming. Actually, it's just out already. For those of you who have the Grand Theft Auto Liberty City stories, they kind of went through them 3.0, 3.01 firmwares, and you can actually downgrade that back down to 2.0, which can be easily downgraded to 1.5. So for those of you who have the PSP and want to downgrade it so you can use your homebrew.
Why would you downgrade it, though? I don't understand.
It's so that it removes some of the safety things on there so that you can put...
Yeah, you can make your own stuff for it, like...
You can, like, download
like
games
or
and
what?
Stuff. You
yeah.
can mod it, yeah.
Yeah. Basically.
Okay, and, I guess closing thoughts now. Anybody have closing thoughts before I
do.
Okay.
We own.
I'm still gonna kill you, Gower. That's my closing thought.
What? What?
You will pay tomorrow.
And Gower's this closing thought is what?
So,
and Dave, what's your closing thought? He's sitting there playing a game. I haven't heard him.
Probably not even here.
Yeah, whatever.
I don't think
Dave's gay.
Dave's gay.
Oh, crap, I was muted. Sorry. Okay, anyway, my closing thought is people are incredibly stupid when it comes to computers.
Yeah, they are.
Normal people are. Like your average consumer.
Hey, what's this CPU thing? I don't need that. I'll just get the monitor and the keyboard and it'll work.
No. In a case. And it should work.
just buy all, like, the RAM and stuff, just kind of toss it in the case and expect it to connect itself.
What's on the screen? The what? The monitor. What's on the monitor? Hold on. What's on the screen right in front of you? Hold on. I'll call you back. Click.
Okay.
That's retarded.
And, closing thoughts for me, next show is coming up next Tuesday, hopefully. And just so happens, next Tuesday, Ratchet & Clank for PSP releases.
Well, you better go get it, then.
Yeah.
By the way, our email is thegamers2...
Ratchet & Clank's coming up for what?
At
PSP.
gmail.com. Yeah. Fine, let me do the damn plug now. Okay. Two things to say.
No
one,
plug.
Go listen to the Iron Whelpling. And 7, email us with feedback or close comments on the site. Site is www.thegamers2.blogspot.com. And our email is thegamers2@gmail.com.
Okay, and until next week,
love you guys.
Go.